Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bella Schrader. Being the bye, Coach said he wants to do a little self-scouting, so we're going to go back to the Denver game, take a look at some big plays. Where do we start? Special teams?
Yeah, we'll start with the kickoffs. I know how much you like to talk about kickoff coverage.
They're awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll
R3, right? Or where's the R3?
You know, field position is such a big part of the game, particularly against a team like the Broncos and with the wind conditions. So, you know, here the wind is kind of blown across the field from our bench to their bench. So Steve's kick ends up down on this side, and they're trying to run the return back this way. So here's a double team on Don Jones. This is Matt Slater coming down here and cutting off the field. And then we'll see Casillas play kind of over the top here of Jones. But this is really a great job by Don of coming down and splitting the double team. That's what we call running through that double team. Slater now cuts off the field, so Matt uses his speed to really, you know, negate anything back to the field, and that just restricts the whole return into this relatively short area here. And you know, Casillas coming over the top, making the tackle. Casillas really did a good job for us. You know, four tackles on special teams in the game, and you know, he stepped right in.
And Wednesday, you got here what 8 a.m. after the trade, and then
right.
Yeah, so you got guys getting production right there in what 2 days.
So again, this is another interesting play here. We're running a right return, so we're going to try to bring the ball back towards our sideline. This is Chung coming out to double the gunner with Logan Ryan, and you know, Colquitt kind of muffs the snap. This is an excellent play here by Bolden. Bolden has Tammy at the line of scrimmage trying to hold him up, and then he sees the ball get muffed. And is alert enough to drop Tammy, almost blocks the punt. But, you know, again, had we been running out of there, you know, Colquitt could have pulled it down and run for the first down. So a really heads-up play here. And so now the punt comes down, and this is Edelman handling the punt. And really, like we talked about last week on special teams with Denver, there's three gunners.
Right.
There are the two gunners there with Bolden and Webster. And then here comes Bruton right down the middle of the field, and that's Slater on him. So we're able to get all three of those players. Here's Slater. Here's Amendola and Malcolm on the on Bolden, and then this is Chung and Ryan on Webster. You can see the coverage gets really condensed here. Everybody's basically inside the hash marks. The Broncos don't have a lot of width of their coverage, and so we're able to get a couple guys pinned there on the edge. Edelman's able to, bounce it outside. Tim Wright just gets enough of Nelson there.
Just does enough. I mean, people are complaining about this, but, I mean, that's not a block in the back.
No, and really, I think Julian's already got him beat to the
sure.
edge anyway. And then, this is really what you want as a returner is to see, the punter and an offensive player or the snapper or somebody as the last line of defense. And Julian runs right by them.
And that meeting on Monday, Julian better beat that guy. He's going to have a hard time from you guys.
Exactly.
That's right.
So here's the same play from the end zone. You can really, see it set up, perfectly, particularly on the inside part. So, again, this is Slater coming down here. You know, he's going to take Bruton, again, who's their fast guy, right down the middle of the field. Bolden holding up Tammy here, which is a big, big play for us. And then, he's able to force the punt, and I think, when Colquitt rushed it out of there, there wasn't a lot of hang time. This is the kind of cardinal sin here in punt coverage. You never want to be in the I formation. One, two, three guys following each other right down the field. Again, Slater gets the block on Bruton, so we get these guys all stacked up together.
Now, you're over here. Do you ever see this angle starting to develop where you're like, uh-oh, guys, we got one here potentially the stack?
We can certainly see that there's a lot of space out here and that they're not really, instead of converging, from the outside in, like I'm sure they want to do. Again, we talk about this. Anytime we get in the I formation there, that's not good for coverage. So, Chris and Malcolm are able to pin that edge. Julian gets outside. And so really it comes down to Tammy, a tight end, and Colquitt, the punter. I mean, those are the two guys that, you like to think that, the rest of it's all defensive players, but, those are the two guys plus the long snapper.
You got Butler, you got Casillas out there hustling in front. Casey cuts it back inside. So
it's a huge, huge play for us, really well executed. The punt return team works really hard every week, and, it was great to see that kind of result pay off for us there Sunday afternoon.
All right, good stuff.